Good morning. You're listening to the Rise and Crypto podcast by Cointelegraph with me, Gareth Jenkinson. Once again, I'm covering for Robert Baggs this week while he's away at NFT.nyc. If you're looking for the inside scoop on the latest happenings from the world of crypto, you've come to the right place. Smash that follow button, grab yourself a cup of coffee, and let's get into today's episode. April Fool's is behind us, so today's episode features real stories, I promise. Bitcoin saw a 5% flash crash this Tuesday, which liquidated over $165 million in leveraged crypto positions. Sam Bankman-Fried speaks for the first time after being sentenced to 25 years behind bars. Tether buys more Bitcoin, and Vitalik Buterin shares details of Ethereum's next development stage. Your first story today, Bitcoin saw red on Tuesday morning as a 5% drawdown in price took Bitcoin from $69,000 to below $66,000 in the space of 2 hours. The flash crash was particularly devastating for leveraged traders who racked up losses valued at $165 million. Data from CoinGlass highlights the impact of the liquidations, with around $50 million in Bitcoin longs and more than $40 million in Ether long positions making up the bulk of those losses. Exacerbating the situation was a big day of outflows from Grayscale's GBTC exchange-traded fund, which saw $302 million sold from the fund. BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF, meanwhile, saw a net inflow of $165 million, while Fidelity inflows were valued at $44 million. Grayscale's outflows ultimately had the final say on Monday, bringing the net daily outflows for all 10 Bitcoin ETF funds to $85.7 million. Sam Bankman-Fried has spoken out for the first time since he was sentenced to 25 years in federal prison. The former FTX CEO spoke to ABC News via email over the weekend from the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, expressing remorse over the saga that saw FTX collapse and $8 billion in losses for customers. I quote from SBF's correspondence with ABC, "I never thought that what I was doing was illegal. I'm haunted every day by what was lost. I never intended to hurt anyone or take anyone's money." As my colleague Turner Wright reported yesterday, many of Bankman-Fried's answers to questions seemed to avoid responsibility for the collapse of the crypto exchange in November 2022, claiming he made bad decisions but did not act selflessly or selfishly. Following his sentencing last Thursday, SBF had also claimed that if he or another FTX employee had remained as CEO, customers would have been paid back long ago. A March 28 docket entry suggested that Bankman-Fried would serve roughly 25 years in consideration of the months already spent behind bars after being remanded by Judge Kaplan. Legal experts have suggested that the former CEO could earn years off his sentence for good behavior, but there's no parole in the federal prison system. Bankman-Fried's lawyers said on March 28 they intended to appeal the verdict. SBF also intimated to ABC that he had not been given a fair trial, saying that the prosecution's role in the trial, a one-sided media frenzy that ensued, and the defense's inability to get in critical evidence at trial infected the whole process. Bankman-Fried added that his defense team would appeal trial testimony that he had said greatly misstated what actually happened, and that his defense was not allowed to introduce crucial evidence or put on important witnesses. USDT issuer Tether is continuing to stack sats as the Bitcoin halving approaches. According to reports yesterday, Tether had acquired an additional 8,888 Bitcoin valued at $618 million on March 31. Blockchain analytics shows that Tether's Bitcoin wallet now holds 75,354 Bitcoin bought at an average price of $30,305. The Bitcoin stack is valued at $5.2 billion and the issuer could potentially bank $2.94 billion in profit if they were to sell their holdings after Bitcoin's price appreciation over the past 6 months. According to BitInfo Charts, Tether is now the seventh largest Bitcoin holder in the world. Binance Cold Wallet is the largest Bitcoin holder with over 248,000 Bitcoin worth an estimated $17.3 billion. Bitfinex, owned by the same parent company that owns Tether, is the second biggest BTC holder with 188,000 Bitcoin Bitcoin in its cold wallet. Tether indicated in 2023 that it would invest 15% of its net profits into Bitcoin monthly to diversify the stablecoin's backing assets. Tether's USDT reached a record $100 billion market cap on the 4th of March, posting a 9% year-to-date growth. Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin has penned a new blog outlining some technical details for Ethereum's next stage of development, dubbed The Purge. Just to jog your memory, Buterin revealed a long-term roadmap for Ethereum in late 2021, which broke down different development milestones, which included the Merge, Surge, Verge, Purge, and the Splurge. These different aspects feature different technical details, with the Purge largely dealing with simplifying the Ethereum protocol by removing complexity and adding new security guarantees. Buterin's latest blog post says the Purge aims to slim down Ethereum and clear technical debt and focuses on Ethereum Improvement Proposal 6780. EIP 6780 reduces the functionality of the self-destruct opcode, which destroys the contract that calls it and empties its code and storage so that it only works if the contract was created during the same transaction. Without getting too technical, Buterin outlines the introduction of two new invariants that will make it easier to build an Ethereum client and other kinds of infrastructure. Buterin adds that a few years down the line, a future EIP can hopefully finish the job and eliminate self-destruct entirely. He also highlights some other purges that are happening in the Ethereum ecosystem. Ethereum execution client Go Ethereum, better known as Geth, recently deleted thousands of lines of codes by dropping support for pre-merge proof-of-work networks. The 18-day storage window for blobs in Denkun is also being purged, which means that an Ethereum node only needs around 50 gigabytes to store blob data, and this amount does not increase over time. Buterin says this latter point significantly improves life for node operators. If you're interested in some of the other technical aspects that might be purged in the next 18 months or so, you can find a link to Cointelegraph's news article breaking down all of those details. Ethereum Layer 2 Base has been in the headlines in recent weeks. The protocol, which runs on Optimism's OP stack, provides faster and cheaper transactions as a Layer 2 that settles on the Ethereum mainnet. Base is ranked as the third largest L2 by total value locked. It currently accounts for more than $3.2 billion in TVL, marking a 370% increase in 2024. While this is a fantastic milestone, there's a downside which has been highlighted by blockchain anti-scam platform ScamSniffer. Base saw an 18-fold increase in cryptocurrency funds stolen from phishing scams in March compared to January figures. Approximately $3.35 million was stolen from phishing scammers on Base in March alone. It marks a 334% month-on-month increase from February's tally of $773,000 and a massive 1,880% spike compared to January's data, when Base only lost $169,000 to phishing scams. Binance's BNB Smart Chain observed a similar surge in phishing attacks in March, ScamSniffer notes in an April 2 blog post. Approximately $71 million was lost to phishing scammers across all chains from 77,500 victims, beating out January and February's tallies of $58 million and $46 million respectively. So if you're using L2s as a developer or a user, keep your eyes peeled for anything that looks dubious or suspicious. And that is it for today's episode. Thanks very much for listening to the Rise and Crypto podcast by Cointelegraph. If you're enjoying these daily updates, please make sure you let us know by following, subscribing, or leaving a review. I'll be back tomorrow with your hump day crypto news fix.